When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Today, and I've covered Dramatic Gamers mods before. Well, just one of them, I think. I just covered the one, the Chaos and Torture mod, which was really hilarious and useful for, like, killing Sims and stuff. Well, Dramatic Gamer has a new mod called Killer Toddlers, and it looks hilarious. So we're going to be Killer Toddlers for today. I don't know if that's morally sound, but, you know, it's video games, so we can be the Killer Toddlers we always dreamed we could be.
I'm just gonna straight out say it. I think it sounds a little racist.
I've been to Tokyo and people say stuff like that, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. That's why it's racist.
I know.
Because it's not true, but it sounds like something that someone would say.
Right.
Yeah, it's a generalization. We're Americans, okay? We're good at this stuff.
All right? I know.
We haven't been places, but we think we know people.
That's true. That's fair.
All over the land.
Speaking of lands, Friday, you are back from a place.
Speaking of racist, you got all raised up in my cheeks this morning when you were saying Manchego, which is not an Italian word for hello.
For cheese. I know what it's an Italian word for.
Manchego.
Manchego does sound like a greeting in Italian.
It does, yeah. It does sound like, it's like the Italian, what was that Bud Light commercial?
Oh, what's up? What's up?
What's up? Yeah. It is the Italian.
That's the word.
It is Manchego.
Manchego.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, maybe you shouldn't bash it till you try it. Go talk to Italians and go, hey, Manchego. And they're going to be like, oh, you're from Italy.
So you're a local.
Yeah. So you're.
Would you like an Aperol Spritz on the house?
Yes. Here's an Aperol Spritz and a Bolognese.
So tell me about Italy. I've never been. I want to go.
You never been to Italy?
Never.
Oh, me neither.
It's stupid. I haven't been, but I think I'm going to go into June of next year. I think
I've sort of narrowed down my travel scope. I've traveled, I guess, a lot of places. I feel like at this point, and Italy, I always go back to it. I'm like the greatest.
Yeah.
I don't really need to go anywhere else in Europe anymore.
Interesting.
Right.
Italy, I love the culture. It's got the history. If you like that, if you like the art, it's got that. Beautiful. It's great to walk. The beaches are great. The people are nice. The weather's nice. The food tops. Anywhere you go, there's delicious food in different regions. Right. You could go there just every year, I think, and have a great time. So I'm sort of fuck the rest of Europe. I've seen it, done it. It's all right. The people are fun. Everyone's smoking and drinking all the time.
Oh, that's true.
The amount of people smoking in Italy is insane.
Wow.
I love it.
98% of people are smoking constantly.
I don't know if you guys see this either, but Fried's going like this.
Oh, this is
what he does now. Ha, I love it.
I'm very passionate.
Men, women, and children, right?
I love it. Because if you still aren't watching, you still don't know what I meant. It's the chef's kiss finger motion.
The chef's kiss. The Manchego hand is what we call it. Yeah.
I'm still culturally jet lagged.
You know,
it's true.
I've never been to Italy either, but the thing that I love that seems beautiful about it is that you've got like these beautiful ancient European cities, but you've also got like these beach ocean, like Positano and Capri and like,
it's great.
Wow. You can really just get like a whole vacation out of that.
It's super classy, but like old world class, but also not like overly expensive. I don't feel like
it's good.
It's not expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know
how.
Like the most delicious plate of pasta is like $11.
I'd
read about a restaurant like this restaurant's good. You'd go there.
You go to Pit Fire.
There's two or three things there. It looks pretty good. And then you look at the thing. You're like $11 for like a sea bass ravioli. And I'm like, well, I'm getting that. And I'll get like two other things.
And it's like fresh.
Two other sea bass raviolis.
Yeah. Two other, like, give me four.
Three sea bass raviolis.
And it was only $44. But like
insane.
One dish at the regular place here is like $26 now.
Yeah.
And you're like, so anyway.
Yeah, America sucks. I don't like it.
I don't know. I don't like it anymore.
Great.
So I was in Venice specifically. We were there for a full week, which I had been to. Went from Venice to Venice, which is, that was my joke while I was there.
Oh, I've been to from Venice to Venice. You know, I live in Venice too.
And then,
California.
I definitely said that to like the barista guy or whoever.
And he's like, I don't speak English.
Because you're, because California travels well around the world. People, yeah. especially the beach towns. So right. people are right. like, cool. You're like, not right. a dumb American. You're from cool
you're
California.
Cool.
It's like a different
thing. Oh, right.
That's so you try to be like, you try like front with that. You're like, no, I'm not from like, you know, Kansas.
Yeah. yeah.
And you're like, boy, like, would you know? I'm also from dumb California.
I'm also
so.
From dumb California. Yeah.
yeah. Anyway, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. Not weekly anymore because we didn't do it last week because this is what we were talking about. We were talking about Freed being in Italia.
Yeah, guys.
Grazie.
Grazie.
There you go.
Freed was in Italy last night for his wife's Vin Diesel premiere or something.
Yeah.
what was
there
was it?
There was like a big Italian fashion show called Alta Moda. That's what it's Ooh. Called. Which is like a big deal. In the
Ultra
fashion.
Motors.
You've never heard of
yeah.
it.
No. Oh, yeah. Ultra Motors. No.
It means top model.
Oh.
Not the TV show.
Cool.
What is it again? Alta Moda?
Alta Moda.
Alta Moda.
And they rented out San Marco Square in Venice, which is like the square you see that floods all the time.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
So like they picked the most iconic place in the most iconic city.
Dude.
Rented it. Built Crazy. This fucking runway. Put chairs and shit around it. Flew in all the Kardashians.
What were you doing there?
I was standing
holding
like,
their bags, and you're like, "Why are you holding their bags?
Why were you there?"
Wow!
I was definitely a plus one all the way, and
just living that plus one energy,
living that plus one life to the max, dude. And
that's magical.
And you know what? The security at the big event was like seemingly high until you were there, and you're like, "No, these Italians are just smoking."
Just smoking cigarettes.
So I would just kind of like creep into like circles and you just sort of, you like look nice.
Laugh
you
at a Kardashian
like criminal.
Joke.
What are you doing, Brad?
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Dom. I came from Venice to Venice.
Hey, who wants a cappuccino spritz?
Next thing you know, you're like in an Italian prison. Yeah. Yeah. I'm Which, sorry,
but
guys.
Everybody's just smoking there. They don't lock
yeah,
it in.
Nothing's
yeah,
nothing's locked. Yeah.
They're like,
just come back.
Yeah.
Just come back. You know,
Jesus
this isn't
Christ.
Die.
So that sounds
I mean,
like fucking
it was
heaven, man.
You know, for those kinds of being there without that was great. I mean, just like walked around and did cool shit in Venice, but the events were cool in that I don't live in that world, and it's right. very mm-hmm. much a foreign experience. We can look up some of these pictures from the event.
I mean,
just Google Dolce Gabbana Alta Moda Venice. It was last week. It's all over the place, but. You know, like I would watch like J-Lo come in her procession.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, from like over here.
Right, right.
And just like mobbed by, you know, paparazzi and like her.
Which is Italian for photography.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's just photography in Italian.
It just means picture man.
Yeah, picture man in Italian.
But, you know, like the her whole little like contrast. It, you know, it's like fun to watch. And then so. I was most excited to see Vin Diesel came in.
Oh, that photo
cool.
of Vin is
I sent you guys a
crazy.
Picture where he's just thumbs up.
Beaming.
And,
are we allowed to share that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
This is a world exclusive, guys. We got the hot Vin Diesel imagery.
Yeah, I can pull it up. Let me see if I can show.
I got this Vogue Alta Vista.
Oh, yeah.
Alta.
So I was standing right there, like right there.
I wanted to say Altadena. I'm like,
Altadena.
We got the Altadena for anybody who's not from California is just like a lame neighborhood in LA. So,
Altadena.
Wow. These are,
I mean, it was
fashionable
it was,
looking people wearing impractical outfits.
Unbelievably beautiful.
Right.
And just like over the top, kind of like gorgeous fashion in the
cool.
most gorgeous, fashionable place. And
crazy.
So the spectacle of it, even for a plus one like me, who's definitely not in fashion.
Right.
It was like beautiful to watch. And then it started dumping rain.
Oh, nice. Really?
Kind of right at the end.
Hey, toss up that Vin pic. This is a Vin. Yeah. I've got it shared.
Hold on.
Look at him.
It's a Vin exclusive. Is he with a Kardashian there? I can't tell any Kardashians apart, and every woman in life looks like a Kardashian
they
now.
Do.
So I have no fucking idea. I can't tell women apart anymore.
Dude, I know.
So I'm going to text you guys this other picture that's better of Vin.
That's what happens when like there are trends about looks and surgery to make it happen. It's like we all start looking the same. That is not a Kardashian, I can tell you.
I don't think that's a Kardashian. I agree, though, that people are starting to look the same.
Yes.
What the streamers are seeing right now, what Spakamon specifically is streaming right now is a nice mix of of both Vin Diesel, potentially a Kardashian clone, and then some like schlubs from The Sims all happening at once, which I love because today we are like talking about The Sims.
These Sims schlubs are pointing and laughing at Vin.
Yeah, it doesn't. It looks like the guy in the background working out is just,
like taking a dump on his workout machine.
So it's great stuff, everybody.
I texted you a better picture.
Oh, then, let me get that one.
If you can.
I mean, my favorite picture, I don't know if I even have access to this picture now. It might have gotten taken away, but there's a wonderful photo that you took of a non-Vin Diesel man who's maybe the coolest looking person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Wait, that's Machine Gun Kelly.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's just Machine Gun.
Oh.
Machine Gun Kelly.
That's his Italian counterpart.
Machine Gun Brett.
Yeah. Okay, we got one more better pick of Vin that's been thrown up, you guys. And you know what he's doing in it?
Machine Gun Ryan. Do you have access to this pick right now, or do you want me to show the Machine Gun Ryan photo?
Show the Vin first. Let's close that loop.
Close out Vin with this great picture of him. I'm trying to get it so that you can see him giving a very low thumbs up.
Is it this one?
Yes. Oh. Look at him.
Now, what I love about this picture, I didn't even realize I had this until like 2 days later.
Wow.
I was like, oh, this is a great picture because he's giving the low thumbs up, which I didn't ever think about.
It's a very cool moment.
Now, I would have typically given just like a
high-end forward thumbs up.
Which is, Venice from Venice.
Which is dorky, right?
Dorky, it is.
Dorky, look, dorky hey, thumb. Welcome to Dork Zone, me.
Right.
Like, now, give a me low wallet. Thumbs up feels like, hey. Cool.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I also got.
I don't want people to know I'm giving a thumbs up right now.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And so I think that might be his thing, which I'm like.
Maybe that's my thing now.
Totally is.
It should be.
I pretty much exclusively do a mahalo thing. I always do like.
Hey. Hey.
Mahalo.
That's cool.
Because I feel like it's kind of like it's off brand for me enough to where people go like he's joking.
Oh yeah.
It also makes you safe because you look like a Columbine shooter. So,
exactly.
And then they're like, oh, hang loose. Okay.
That guy is cool.
Are we hanging loose? Shooting up school? I don't know. Can't read it. Can't read this one.
I think that guy might be hanging loose.
So here's my guy. This is who I aspire to
you
be.
You guys, that's a separate pick. It's Travis Barker.
That's right.
It is Travis Barker.
It's Travis fucking Barker.
Machine Gun Ryan.
Machine Gun Barker.
he looks unwell. Travis. I will say.
Well, yeah. he's Travis Barker's lived through a lot, you know?
And I'd like to mention that's Kourtney Kardashian next to him.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
I don't.
That is a
you wouldn't
knew,
have known.
I would never have known. I knew it was one of. They all look the same. Every woman looks like a Kardashian. They're indistinguishable from each other.
Especially in Italy, because I feel like the Kardashians have tried to look like beautiful Italian women.
But that is like the coolest looking man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like that is unbelievable.
If you had to go to this fashion show and you were given like a bunch of pictures of different outfits, you'd probably be like, well, fuck, I want this one.
I would say that, but I don't know if I could pull that shit off, man.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think you could.
The bald head covered in tattoos is a crazy look.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's one.
And maybe you'd have to get like Disney World cornrows for this particular look.
Yes.
Maybe.
go in like a what do you call that? An airbrush t-shirt that I got from the mall.
I swear to God, that would be so much more fashion forward.
Probably.
Cornrows with little beads at the end from like an Orlando, Florida, hut on the beach.
I don't know what I would wear. I'd probably lean into the Columbine shooter look that I love so much. So
this is the last picture. Well, there's one or and a half more that I think is worthy of talking about. This next one I just texted you guys is hilarious. And
see what we got. Pull it up, dog.
Pull this one up.
This is our weekly
fashion.
It's our fashion podcast.
All
right, guys.
We critique today's modern menswear.
Yeah, let's check out this outfit on Kris Jenner's boy toy.
Kris Jenner.
So this is Kris Jenner's Instagram page, and this is her boy toy, her fuck boy.
Who's this?
And directly over his left shoulder is my wife, Jill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Which is why this picture is funny.
Oh, love it. Jill looks fucking gorgeous.
Jill's a great looking lady, man.
I was like, you're lucky you weren't doing like a fucking dumb pick your nose face.
Right?
Because
that
just happened to happen.
You guys were right next to Kris. Well,
she was. I kind of got pushed out.
Yeah, I was going to say, where were you in this? Where were you in your like... You're Billabong,
honestly,
like button up.
If you look over Jill's like right shoulder, cup in that where that post is,
oh my God,
I was like right back there. I don't know if you can see me.
relegated to the back.
Here's the thing. She looks fucking this, awesome. Yeah. I love the dress. So I love the gold medallion necklaces. Very Italian. Right. Very nice. Venice. Italian,
very chic. Yeah.
Very, very chic.
All the Jenners.
M Dog wants to know where that is. That's in Venice, my guy.
Venice, California. Yeah, though. Venice,
California. That's in San Marco Square, right there.
San Marco Square. So yeah. So while his wife was literally dressing the world's most important people, Frida was getting like asking for two helpings of lasagna over at the local. the local spaghetti depot.
Was it an open bar? Open spaghetti bar.
Do you have any of those like little delicious cookie
like
crackers?
A delicious cookie? No, I'm getting, like, sir, a get out of here. Back here
from all the fashion.
What a fun trip, man.
I'm just imagining you. What I want is I just want you to be wearing just a pretty standard polo shirt. I had my, got a couple of stains
like
on
Lasso
it.
Ted Lasso.
I had my ASU Ted Lowe basketball asset, jersey on.
You're like, this is great.
This is cool.
Wow. Just wearing cool. You're in a Cardinal. Wearing a Cardinals jersey. This is cool.
But I had this one of those traveling passport protector wristbands underneath. Because I didn't want to get pickpocketed.
Hell no.
You can't do it.
Because you know all those Italian pickpockets. Yeah.
Jesus. You got to be careful.
Oh my goodness. What a dream. Wow. I can't believe it.
There's a million little tidbits and stories I'll save for next time.
So
I would,
cool.
I would absolutely fucking love to go to Italy. I will at some point.
It was
been a lot of places, but Italy for some reason. You know why I haven't been to Italy is because every time I'm in Europe, I'm there in the autumn.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it just happens to do that. But I always in my mind,
you
I'm
mean
like
pomegranate season.
But in my mind, I'm always like, I want to be up north where it's really like the autumn is like the most autumnal.
You can kind of feel that season.
Yeah. So I'm always in Germany. I always hang out in Germany. I just love Berlin. I love Berlin because it's
never been to Berlin either.
Berlin's fucking awesome, dude.
I've been to some cool places,
but if you want to live, you gotta Italy,
like, dude. I've been to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a really yeah, exactly.
I was the one every time you travel somewhere, you're like, this wasn't that hard. Like,
yes.
I went to LAX, I got on a plane, fell asleep, and I got out and I woke up and I was somewhere cool.
Yeah,
I took a cab and I was at my place. Like, pretty standard shit, you know.
Really,
you
had
it's a longer flight, but you kind of come back going like, I'm gonna do this every other week, you know.
Right,
like,
of course.
And of course, like, I won't go anywhere for 4 years.
Yeah,
you know what the key is falling asleep on the plane.
Yeah, Xanax.
Yes, it's called a Xanax or an Ambien CR. And when it's an Ambien CR control release, you have to chew it.
You do. Oh,
what?
Otherwise, it's a control release. You have to bite down on it first.
Oh, and that hits you hard.
So then it's like, boom.
Oh, you can get it in your molars. You can stick in your molars. It can give you a little bit of time release throughout the day.
Do you wear a diaper when you do that?
Oh, yeah. You have to wear a diaper.
Yeah. I would be so nervous. You just wake up. You're like, I've shit myself.
I'm a mess.
Yeah. No, I'm in economy plus, but I'm also in economy shit my pants.
You guys, one day, maybe episode 300, I'll tell you guys about my trip to Mexico. And
So I love this trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
When I shit myself.
No.
Yeah, the bodyguard had to give you a prophylactic or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
You guys will hear about it. Someday.
I felt for a moment.
This conduct.
Yeah, that's what happened, and it was totally normal.
For a moment, I was worried that we were maybe like
off topic.
We were being elitist to our audience, but we brought it back home talking about you shitting your pants in Mexico. So
thank you.
We are an everyman.
Yeah, I try to be
every man, woman, and day. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about The Sims. I mean, we were also going to talk about Italy, so I think this is fair. I don't want to. I don't know. Do we have an Italian subreddit? I know I've been. I've also in permanent pursuit of trying to get my Italian citizenship, which is proving more difficult every waking moment.
Shit.
Ciao. I have one.
Manchego.
Can I tell you about that?
Yeah. You got it because your dad is Italian?
Not even, but it doesn't even matter. It's just.
How did you fucking do it?
Was it paperwork?
It was so
just
hard.
Paperwork.
Did you get a lawyer?
No. Just got to go to the consulate. It's probably harder now with the COVIDs of it all.
I can't even get a fucking appointment.
And
it sucks.
The appointment's like a year from now kind of thing.
Well, you can't in LA, you can't sign up. And then San Francisco, you can sign up for an appointment, which is probably where you got yours.
I got it in San Francisco.
But LA, they're not open for appointments yet.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And another thing that the audience really loves to hear about us trying to get our Italian citizenship.
When we did it, it was like in 2001. I think it was less computers, which sounds like it would be
pre
9/11. But you would just show up.
Yeah.
And like things would get done in the moment. I think now
crazy.
Now you email stuff and it's like maybe they got it.
I gotta get it translated. I got a lot of things ahead of me that I have to figure out how to do, which I'll figure out how to do at some point. But yeah. Anyway, Italy sounds sick. The Sims also is also sick. Is there? So we're gonna talk about the Sims. Yeah, this Sim is a Talia. Long time. It's long time coming. Talking about the Sims. This is dog boobs.
This is my field of expertise.
This is your true field of expertise.
It is.
I was on the Sims subreddit. So today we're going to be talking about Sims 4, the subreddit specifically, which is, from my understanding, knowing very little about the Sims, somewhat controversial because Sims 3 is sick.
Yeah.
Sims 4 is fine.
So I think one of the memes we posted last night about this was kind of that SpongeBob meme where it shows like Patrick attack or watching as SpongeBob is choking Mr. Right. Krabby Patty or whatever. But it's basically like all the Sims fans fight each other
over SpongeBob fans, by the way.
SpongeBob fans, okay. Krabby Guy and
Crab Guy and like Sponge Man, Five Tentacle
Star Boys. Yeah, yeah. And like basically everybody always fights because The Sims has been around for a long time. Did you guys ever play like the first Sims?
Oh, baby, I used to fucking literally tape the Enter bar down on my computer.
I would type in Rosebud.
I remember. I distinctly remember doing this. When I was a kid, I was playing Sims a lot, and I found out the Rosebud cheat code.
Which, if you don't know this, where have you been? But it's basically you get like
infinite cash.
Yeah, it's like money.
Just prints money. Pretty much.
Rosebud's a $20,000 simoleons.
So I went to Olive Garden with my family once. Speaking of Italy, right? And before we left, I typed Rosebud and taped down my Enter bar so that when we went to Olive Garden, literally just printing money. And when I got back,
you're like,
and I think that was actually the point at the game where I got bored of it because I got back, I had infinite money.
You're like,
and
five I was hot just tubs, like, what do I do now?
Well, now what do I do? It's a good metaphor for life. You know?
It's the lottery metaphor, right? It's like you win the lottery and then you go shoot yourself in the face. What was different?
You win the lottery, then you build a bathroom, delete the door, and die of starvation and pee yourself. That's also the Sims way of that.
Right. Wait, can you tell early Sims, is this the game? I know what Sims is now.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of the early versions. Is this the one where you built the towns? What am I thinking of?
It started out Sim City, right? Yeah.
It was from a map. It looked like a map.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sim City was the original thing.
I used to play. And then my code, you guys are saying Rosebud.
Yeah.
The code I remember was Porn Tips Gazzardo. Is that the code that you used? This would have been in 1996 or 7.
I think Porn Tips Gazzardo. Isn't that the code?
Is that from another game?
That's the code so no one shits in alleyways, right?
No. No, that would give you like money. It gave you like a $500,000 injection.
Is that a real code? I thought you were joking.
Porn Tips Gazzardo.
I'm gonna look this up because I might be saying the wrong
porn
thing.
Porn Chips.
No, no, Tips.
Tips.
Porn Tips Gazzardo. Put it on the screen. I think that's probably safe. Safe for Twitch.
Look.
Wow.
What is it?
Gazzardo.
Are we going to get banned from Twitch for giving people codes right now?
Sims 2000.
Wow. Sims 2000.
Okay.
Porn Tips Gazzardo.
An article about Porn Tips Gazzardo.
Throw it on the screen. Let's get it up. Porn Tips Gazzardo.
That's brilliant. So SimCity was what it started out as.
It's actually just freedictionary.com.
And who's the guy? The guy who invented The Sims is, let me see. His name's like
Porn
Will
Tips Gazzardo.
It's one of the early things. It's like my memory is getting worse and worse, but I will never forget that word. You know, it's like
that's me with Rosebud.
Yeah, you'll take your last breath one day and be like, "Porn Tips Gazzardo."
My family will be like, "What? That's a code." And then they'll spend four generations like Nick Cage and American Treasure.
Like, oh my god, it's from SimCity 2000. Oh shit, what is going on? So yes, so this was SimCity was like city view. You would build like
I love this
buildings.
Game.
You'd build like
it's an amazing game. Well, yeah.
I didn't play it very much because it wasn't as, you know, Sims is where it got interesting to me because you could like just decorate houses and make people and make them fuck and stuff.
Yep.
And SimCity. So SimCity, though, it's more like making like a functioning city, right?
This is when I knew I had no swagger, was when I would build like a nice, just middle of the road, tasteful working city with like plenty of public toilets, good running water, no potholes.
Right.
And like job well done.
Job well done, dude.
And then I'd look at other people's cities. They'd be like, I got fucking casinos up my ass. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm not cool at all.
You're just literally just building Irvine over and over again.
Just building, like, nice, clean cities.
I love it. I know.
I call this South Pasadena.
South Pasadena. We have some of the lightest traffic in all the Summerland.
South Pasadena. Oh, my God. So, okay, so Will Wright was a game designer who lost his home during the Oakland firestorm of 1991.
Whoa.
My dad was a firefighter there.
Really? So this,
is that true?
That's amazing.
Oh, Oakland. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
He was in San Francisco, but they called in all the local people to like work
to come help.
Cool.
Not that, I'm sure my dad sat in the truck and like fucking played Sims, but.
Yeah. So he
was a big deal in the Bay Area.
It's interesting. Yeah. In the 90s, he's like replacing his home, replacing all his possessions. And that's what inspired him to create kind of a life experience game. Like The Sims.
Oh, interesting.
And he kind of looked at it as a virtual dollhouse, which is something I did not think of.
That makes sense.
Something I didn't know the creator had thought of, but I always think of it as like a virtual dollhouse. Literally build
the perfect
little house, and you put all the little furniture exactly where you want it and make it look real. It's just so cool. So that's what he was inspired by, losing his home and kind of like creating this virtual, like online version.
It's so simple when you say it like that. You're like, no, of course, a virtual dollhouse.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that is what it is. Like, you know, like grandpas who have basements with giant like towns and trains and little things.
Yeah,
that's
and,
like
and then
what
like,
this is.
Little girls chained up in the other basement.
Exactly.
Homicidal grandpa.
Homicidal psycho grandpa.
I love when those stories break. I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you guys did not think that he had a room specifically designed for holding people?
Jesus Christ. So, SimCity started out really big success.
Don't get into trains.
And then they foresaw the possibility of building a Sim franchise. And in 2000 is when the first Sims game came out.
So that's the one I got.
Yeah. So since then we've had, Sims. Then we've had Sims expansion packs like Hot Date and House Party and Cats and Dogs and all these other things. And you can they added things like you get pets. Then they added one where you get cars. Then they do Sims 2. Sims 2 is different. Then they do Sims 3. Sims 3 is different. And now we're at Sims 4. Sims 4 is the most recent one. It's been around for like years now, like 7 years.
So it's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, where it takes a really long time and they released expansions to keep it going.
Yes.
So a new game doesn't negate the old game. It's just like an addition to the new game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have to keep growing the...
Each new expansion pack gives you a new town. So, you go into The Sims and, and you have all your different towns you can go into. And one's, like, a desert town that looks like Palm Springs.
You know what's
one's
crazy?
One's, like, a forest town and it looks like Big Sur.
Like simulation theory, or it sounds like multiple, multiple realities happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, there's just infinite layers of towns and iterations of those towns.
Yes.
And then they're all being controlled by different... bots, essentially, you.
Well, this is.
I'm a god. I'm God.
You're so
God.
This is essentially the idea. This is simulation theory, right? Because people. So the way that simulation theory is articulated is like we think about Sims as like, it's a fun game. Like, who cares, right? But then simultaneously, while we're making silly games, we're also developing this really intense AI technology.
Yeah.
That. Simulation theory suggests that as technology gets better, it's going to be able to functionally simulate in The Sims normal life.
Right.
And then those AIs are going to have sentience because technology is just going to get better and better and better and better and better. So for all you know, you're working on you are creating the bones of a civilization that we will eventually know as
home.
Earth and home. Yeah.
Now, how do you know you're not like a Chris Columbus kind of a guy?
Right?
Because you're in there going like, fucking who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Kill them all.
Kill them all. And you know what? Sometimes I do. Depends on my mood. It depends on what you're in the mood for.
But isn't that wild?
Are you a benevolent god or what? What's your stance?
You know, it depends. I'm usually a benevolent god. This goes with like any video game for me, like Skyrim, Red Dead Redemption. I'm always like, no, I'm not going to shoot an animal. Yes, I know hunting is a function. No, I'm not going to hurt a snow tiger. No, I'm not going to shoot a crow. Like, I'm not going to do those things.
But I am
going to
enslave the Native Americans.
Yeah, right. But I am going to go, like, break into a tavern in Skyrim and like murder all of the barmaids. Right. Like, that's not a big deal, guys.
Not a big deal.
But I do try to keep my side of the road clean when it comes to the animals in the fake world. But
hey, man,
that does
I like
not
that you protect animals and kill people, barmaids with
barmaids
tits.
With big old orc tits.
Love it. Love to hear it.
The thing about the Sims community that is the reason why a new game has not been released in so many years is because every new release, there is a massive community of custom content creators for the Sims that they're 3D artists and they're fucking brilliant.
Right.
They create, like, if say like there are, I don't know, 200 pieces of furniture in the base game with all the there are like thousands of different things you can download, like actual designer chairs, custom paints, custom like shingles, different roofs,
Pantones, all of them,
all the Pantones, like like literally custom everything. And that's kind of the reason why they haven't updated like to Sims 5 yet, because that would make all of that custom content kind of obsolete. All would these it? Creators would have to update it for the new system, which can be done. Like, a lot of people created custom content for The Sims 2 and The Sims 3.
Kind of like how I had to get those Apple dongles for my new headphones.
Oh, God.
Jesus. So fucking annoying.
It actually feels... That's an appropriate analogy.
But
like,
but real money is spent on custom content. So like,
I'm sure.
These creators, like, let me show you guys an example.
While you're pulling this up, I think I've said this before, you're the best one on this pod, funniest, most creative developer.
Right.
It seems like you need to be like a god at one of these companies, like creating,
listening.
Yeah.
You know, marble shaped. Yeah. I think safes and things like that. Like, is it, I guess here's my question. Like, is it like the TV business when someone's like, I want to be a TV writer? You're like, well, good luck, you fucker.
Right.
Is there a lot of people trying to get in it, or is it sort of like still less?
I honestly, cool. Like,
and addendum question. Do you need to know how to program, or do they also want just creative people who can think outside of the programming world?
Yeah.
That can work with the programmers.
Well, here's an interesting thing. So like
a writer,
the people who work like at EA or at Maxis.
Right. This is an EA game, right?
EA Games, and I don't know how it's connected, but Maxis
is
the other.
Stand for Eat Ass, or what is it?
Eat Ass Games. Yes. Yep. And exactly. And basically, like, the base game stuff, like, no one's ever happy with the base game. Mm. Like, it will come out and it'll be like, cool, like, there are no toddlers. You go from baby to a 9-year-old. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Or like,
I saw something about this actually.
Right? Like, where did the toddlers go? There are things like Sims 3 had an open world, which was really cool because you could start at your house and then say, I want to go to the park. There's no loading screen. You can just like zoom out, go to the park, zoom in on the park.
And that's what we liked about Sims 3.
We liked it about Sims 3. Sims 3 also had like a more in-depth like gameplay, like character development gameplay kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So people loved that aspect of it. Mm. Then with Sims 4, it's like closed worlds again. You got loading screens back. The gameplay isn't as fun. Mm. Like, I saw this one post that was like, in Sims 3, if you use this digging machine that you can get in build mode or buy mode, if you use a digging machine next to the prison, sometimes convicts can pop out of the hole and escape.
Oh, love it.
Like, that's such a fun little detail.
So fun.
And things like that don't really exist in Sims 4.
Oh, that's a shame.
But the graphics in Sims 4 are incredible. And the line of mods you can get for The Sims 4 is incredible. And I want to, like, show you guys some of those mods.
So really quickly, there are a couple things that have happened while you were talking about that I just wanted to comment on. So I found this post from the top of all time, which is hilarious and kind of speaks to exactly what you're talking about, where it's 14 down. So if you guys look at the screen, so that awkward moment after your kid ages up at his birthday party and his friends are suddenly so much younger than him. So it's seemingly at the birthday party. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. So at the birthday party, they literally age up, but they don't, you're not doing normal aging. You're not going from like 7 to 8. You're going from 7 to 14.
Yeah. You're going from child to teen
to teen
to adult this to
image,
elder.
This image is so hilarious.
It's so sad.
It's literally like this guy who's He's just like
in his little swim trunks. It's clearly a swim party because all the kids are in their swimsuits. And he's now in just an older man.
Yeah,
like
he's an older man. Yeah, chubby older man with all these 8-year-olds.
With his friends that are also kids.
Yeah, and they're all his friends. It's so fucking sad.
Freaking adorable.
And then I also...
Go
ahead.
What does that happen without you asking it to happen?
So there are settings and there are timer gameplay kind settings. Of kind of. Like gameplay settings, you can choose auto age on or off. And auto age on is like after 7 in-game days, you'll age up to the next stage. Mm. You can turn it off.
Does that happen until you get deathly old?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You can turn off auto age and you won't die. Well, unless you die from something else.
Yeah, you can eat a puffer fish.
Yeah. You can,
it'll kill
you. You can die of embarrassment.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, like it can happen. It's scary stuff.
And then you can become a ghost, right?
You can become a ghost. So
these are dumb questions. When you die, what happens?
It's not
a dumb question. That's like the
it's a great question.
That's the eternal question that defines all of existence.
Yes. My 4-year-old asked me that every day.
What happens when
so I'm gonna just ask you a dumb question. I don't know. What happens when you die?
Because in the video game world, when you die, you just come back to life.
Right.
So in Sims world, real, it seems like it's more complicated.
This is exactly what will happen.
Charlie, come here. You're gonna answer the question.
Come on,
finally figured it out.
This is what happens when you die. So you will
Sims box.
Somehow die, whether that's, oh my God, I'm having heat stroke. Oh my God, I have to pee so bad, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I ate a jellyfish, right? I ate a pufferfish.
Yeah, I got so embarrassed because I was caught cheating, like random shit like that. Whoa, that guy looks... okay, so basically what happens is your Sim body goes into a death spiral. And that means like you can't control anything anymore. You can't be like, oh no, cancel, like walk to the door, run away, run, go take a shower, go pee. You're dying of having to pee or something.
Right.
You get paused. So all you can do is like watch this animation where suddenly the Grim Reaper shows up.
Whoa,
cool.
Your Sim will crumble to the ground. The Grim Reaper stands over it while all the other Sims in your family stand and weep.
Right.
Crying like
I remember that animation
and then you can do something where your family members can try to plead with the Grim Reaper and be like, please let them come back, like
that's
they
when
just
you make
didn't
a
make
deal
it
with the devil.
So sometimes that happens, like very rarely the Grim Reaper will be like, okay. You can also fuck the Grim Reaper.
Hey,
cool.
Just so you guys know, you can have babies with the Grim Reaper. Okay.
Cool.
Hey.
This is an exciting world.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Grim Reaper's like, now fuck it. I am going to kill this person. That person dies, they turn into a headstone.
Mm.
And so if the headstone's inside, it becomes an urn. If it's outside, it becomes a headstone again. So you can either make like a little cemetery.
Hey, Bob, I love the lawn you just mowed and the headstone.
And the headstone of all the people I know and love at this
house. Hold on. Burying your family in your front yard isn't the worst idea.
Right? I mean, it kind of feels more intuitive, doesn't it?
Yeah, like this is where they go. This is my land. They go on my land.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do it with a goldfish. You do it with grandpa, you know?
I get it.
So yeah, that's what happens. And then your Sim is left with some, what are they called? They're called moodlets. So moodlets are like when something happens to your Sim, they are given like a mood that lasts few days, a few hours, and this one is the grieving mood. You have a grieving moodlet, so you'll just be walking around taking a shit, like making a sandwich, and
sometimes
start
both.
Weeping taking a shit, making a sandwich, and start crying because you're thinking about
my sandwich zone is to the right of my toilet.
Same.
Love it.
Whose really? Isn't
wait, so then you eventually come back to life.
Well, no, then you're dead.
But then how do you keep spending money and playing?
Well, ghosts, you aren't playable. So if you're the only Sim like in your house and you die, I don't play like that, but I don't think you're playable anymore. So if
so
you
have to recreate a character, start from scratch. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And like if you have a family and the dad dies, you play as the rest of the family then, you know?
I see.
You're not going to be old, creepy
uncle.
A
lot of people play like generation like games where they just have one family that just continues having kids and dying and having kids and dying.
That's interesting. So you're less attached to one character. You're more attached to like the family.
Yeah. And it's like a realistic kind of it's a realistic simulation where you're like, I remember grandma. Like she died in a horrible, like I don't
embarrassment
know,
accident.
Like macaroni.
She liked her gin, but she also
Yeah.
Like your gold. I'll give you a, I'll bring it back to Vin Diesel. I'm giving you one of these. I love thumbs up. It's all about family. You know what I mean?
I love that.
All
about
the family. The low thumbs up.
That's so cool.
It's really cool. So throw up this image I'm sharing. I just want to share for anybody watching what the quality of
holy
furniture
mackerel
that you can download for your Sims.
This is Danish, man.
Look at this. So
is that the new word for like lit?
It's litty. Okay.
No, that's this shit's
Dr. Spikaman, by the way, is asking some good questions, right? Which is, can you still rock, paper, scissors with the Grim Reaper?
I think you can still, quote, bargain with the Grim Reaper. Cool. And it is rock, paper, scissors.
Cool.
So it's like way I mean, look at this, guys.
Wow.
Whoa. Those are some, those are some artisan salt shakers.
So, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Being that we're obviously moving towards a simulated life, like, should I get my kids into this now?
I mean, yeah.
Because, like, if in the next 10 years, what's, like, this is going to be,
right.
You're plugged into a chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're, it's just.
You plug in your consciousness,
look
man.
Look at that. That bed was amazing.
I know. Look at that.
That's insane.
Whoa. Like, that is real.
I mean, that shadow work is fucked up, man.
Can you pull up some images of the characters' faces?
Oh, yeah.
Are they like, pretty realistic?
Let me show you guys Sims 4 Alpha CC.
What kind of CPU do I need to run some of these progs?
These probes. This is how realistic you can get your Sim to look.
Holy
what in the world?
Shnikes?
And it gives you, like...
the Kardashian mod.
So this is like not even as realistic as they can get, but right. Like,
these women look like some women in Beverly Hills now.
Right?
Oh yeah,
like fucked up facial surgery kind of a look. Yeah, like, it's 100%.
We're getting close.
There's a speaking of fucked up facial surgery. I saw a post on the Sims, just the Sims. It was the Sims, not the Sims 4. Let me share.
So there's a Sims subreddit and then there's a Sims 4 subreddit.
And there's a Sims CC subreddit. That,
yeah. What does CC mean?
Custom content.
Oh, cool.
So that is, and you guys, if you want to play The Sims, you have to download custom content. It's so much fun.
It's number one rule.
The best custom content you can get is from people on Patreon. So you could, people charge like $20 a month.
Hey, I am, even though we suck at it, and if you've ever given us money on Patreon, thank you. I promise we're not grifting you. We just aren't. We just don't pay attention, which is why
we're
changed.
All depressed and like.
Yeah, can't. Exactly. And I changed it to like, you can give us $5 if you really feel like it. You don't have to. That's kind of what the thing is now. But shout out to Patreon. I subscribe to a bunch of Patreons that I don't even really do. I don't really engage with the community. I'm just like glad they exist.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm just like, I want to make sure that you keep fucking going, man. Yes. I know it's hard. Like, we know it's hard to make something for fun all the time.
Yes.
It's hard. It takes time. So like,
it does.
It's okay. Good to support you.
Yeah.
Good to support, you know?
Yeah.
So people do these things with townies. Townies are like the Sims characters that are just pre-existing in the world. You
these are the
them.
NPCs, if you will.
Exactly. They always are wearing random clothes, random makeup. Right. So they look like shit. They just look like
amazing.
Insane. So a lot of people go in and give them makeovers and stuff. This person says, one of my favorite things to do in Sims 4 is give my celebrity Sims botched plastic surgery.
That is
so much fun.
So there are celebrities in Sims as well.
Well, yes. There is an expansion pack called like Celebrity or Stardom or whatever.
But not real celebrities. They're fake people.
Yeah, they're fake people.
But
and
people,
you can become a celebrity.
If I'm, let me pick a really cool hip celebrity.
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel. It was a Vin Diesel theme.
I was going to say Ellen or someone cooler.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cooler so, like, than Vin?
Impossible. If I'm Vin and I want to just be like hip and cool and promote myself, can you sell your Vin Diesel rights to The Sims or like to an if I'm Vin, I'm hiring a programmer. Like, let's make one of these expansion packs.
Make a Vin.
Let's sell it for $6. You can be me in Sims or like do the low thumbs up or something and it costs $3. Like, does that exist in the Sims world? Like specific people?
Does the low thumbs up exist in Sims? Is the question I think that's being asked here.
I think the best way to answer this.
Or can like a real celebrity license themselves into the Sims world? Is that being done yet?
I don't think it's being done yet, but then again, who the fuck knows? And
business,
I know.
Another one.
Big business.
Hey, Vinny, you want to be a computer?
Yo, Vin.
He would be into it. He's a D&D boy. He's a fucking heavy nerd, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
The thing that's cool about this is there are like real life franchise type of things that are like working them, like Star Wars has been connected with The Sims for like the longest time. Hmm. I don't really know why. Like maybe it's some deal that EA has with, you know, Lucas Films or whatever.
Why not be in like, this world?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, so even if you don't have this, there's an expansion pack called Journey to Batuu, and it's universally the most hated expansion pack
all right.
for The Sims, because basically everything in The Sims is very immersive. So like right, you go right. and like anything that exists, like before Journey to Batuu, there were Star Wars costumes and lots of fun things that you could do right, Star right. Wars related in The Sims. You could dress up like a Wookiee or dress up like Princess Leia. Then with Journey to Batuu, suddenly there's a real Star Wars land, and it was like this kind of incongruous narrative of like, wait, so you're dressing up as Star Wars characters, but then you can travel to Batuu and there are real Star Wars characters. Like, it just right. didn't really make sense.
And now we're playing the Star Wars game or something.
Yeah, they like shoehorned right. a partnership like bullshit in, and no one
liked
really
it. Forced it. Okay.
So after that, like it kind of bombed, and The Sims, like EA started doing this thing where it is crazy how it looks exactly like the Star Wars place at Disneyland.
Unbelievable. And the Star Wars place at Disneyland is the coolest shit in the planet.
It really is.
It's absolutely mind numbing. So moving off from that topic a little bit, I don't know if we're okay to do this. I just want to get this question. There's two things I really want to do with our remaining time, because I know we don't have an infinite amount of time. So one, at the end, I want to just go through posts. I want you to explain them, because most of these are like, this is peak Reddit, right? Where I'm looking at things, I'm like, I don't get
it. What's happening?
But first, before we do that, can you explain the naming mechanic in Sims? Because names in The Sims is fucking hilarious.
The
names are so funny.
And, like, what's an example?
Well, let me, I don't know if I have it up. My computer's also in the process of freezing, which is great, great stuff. So
you need to up your progs.
I know, I need to up my RAMs, all of my RAMs.
I came up with last night, I was like, oh my God, remember this name, Aaron, because I remember the name. This is the name of my next sim.
Can you guys still see me? My computer literally, I just got the spinning ball.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Good. Cool. You guys, the next sim I name is going to be named Reggie Moderno.
Okay.
Cool. I thought of this late last night as I was like getting ready to sleep, and I was like, don't fucking forget it. I'm cool glad name. I didn't forget it.
That's good. It's a bizarre thing to like fall asleep being like, I got to remember.
Reggie Moderno.
He sounds like a guy who owes me money.
He might.
Yeah.
He might.
Let me find. There was something about.
We'll go through posts, but then I got to tell you guys a few of my favorite mods.
Okay.
Because they're fucking funny.
So there was a post I saw. It was the names of foxes in The Sims. And it was like these bizarre, the strangest names. Let me see if I can find Fox is Beautiful. Names of foxes. I don't know where it fucking went. But there was also, and this is, I don't know the answer to this, but this was, one of the top videos is somebody who, or one of the top posts rather, is somebody who has 37 children in Sims. And so we're gonna pull this fella up. I want you to explain a little bit what's happening here.
Oh my God.
If my computer doesn't explode.
Are you saying a word that's not spelled the way... You're saying 37?
37, yeah. Okay. So
you put some English on it. I didn't know if you were trying to say.
No, yeah, I was putting a little Irish twang here.
I found the fox one too.
All right, so dog, why don't you pull that fox one up, because my computer is having a conniption.
You go.
All right, so let's go over these fox names. So,
all right. So let me.
So the reason I'm asking is like these are clearly automated names.
Yes.
And they're so funny, and they make me want to play The Sims alone.
Right?
Because they're such funny names. I'm just like, who's doing this?
Who thought of these?
So let's go through some of these names.
So there is the most recent expansion pack that came out was Farm Living.
Cool.
So with Farm Living, they brought a few new really cool things, including llama sheds, where you can put a llama shed on your property and milk the llama.
A literal llama shed. A shed for llamas.
For llamas.
Do people typically milk llamas, or is this a...
You know, you can get a cow for your shed too and milk that.
Love
so
it.
Realistically, I haven't gotten a llama yet in my game, so I don't know if you can milk them. But
realistically,
can milk the cow.
I haven't gotten a llama yet in my game.
Sorry, so I can't say. But another thing, that there's chicken coops.
Okay.
And then with the chicken coops come wild foxes that roam around the town.
Thrilling.
And you have to be careful because they will eat your chickens. So that's what this is about: is the NPC foxes that roam around
Cool.
The new place. So let's look at some of these names.
All right.
This is and do underneath.
Do you have to like kill them or trap them or anything?
I don't think kill, but I think you. So there are things you can do with the wild foxes. You can become friends with them and try to like convince them not to eat your chickens. You
exactly
can
what
intimidate them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can try to become buddies with them or like have good interactions with them, and maybe they won't do that. But at the same time, they're shits. So this one is an elder named Foxtrot Dog.
Okay, cool.
Foxtrot Dog. This
Choco
is another
Fudge.
Elder named Choco Fudge. Why don't you deliver this one?
These names are so funny. I can't read it.
They're all elders. This one's Cause for Concern McPhee. Cause for Concern. But it's first name Cosfer.
Cosfer.
Middle name Concern.
So this is what I'm looking at these. I'm just like, dude, who is in charge of naming these? They're so funny.
Gray Anderson. Peanut Butter Hodgkins. Ring Ding Ding McProud.
Yeah.
Sly Dog the Fox.
I mean, if I worked at Eat Asshole Sports, I would make my interns turn in like a list of 1,000 names every Friday.
It's such a fun, hilarious thing.
Oh my God.
And then be like, these are going to be the foxes.
And so with that logic, is that something that's built into the game where like every once in a while you'll be like, hi, I'm going to meet my neighbor, like, you know,
like McGillicuddy McFlanders or
something.
Exactly. Kind of cool. Like, so you have the townies that are like common that you see all the time, like the Land Grab family. They've been around for many packs. Yes.
Oh, so they're like the
Sims mayors, kind of. They're in every game.
They're CPU. They're computer people.
Yeah.
The Land Grab. So they're an enemy.
Yeah, they're not enemies. You can play as the Land Grabs if you want. They're just rich, like a bigger family. Then you've got the Goth family. They've been around since the beginning.
Those are my people.
Vamps,
and they're vampy. They're very vampy. They've got like black hair and they're sexy and they have like a kind of Gothic Victorian style house. So they're very cool.
Those are, I mean, they're creations from somebody who works in a place, right? And they're like,
it's interesting.
They're also like amalgamations of people in society.
And I think so.
The Land Grabs are the Trumps, right? Like something like that.
Kind of. Like, I think they do create these like archetypical like characters that then throughout the different like Sims 2, Sims 3, Sims 4, it's like their storylines as NPCs kind of evolve. There's one character named Don Lothario who
Is hard.
He sexes hard. He is cheating constantly. Like, it's bizarre. And he like got into a love triangle with the Caliente sisters in Sims 3.
Caliente sisters.
I work as a comedy writer. And nothing I've ever done is as funny as any of this.
Dr. Spagemin, the goth for life.
I feel like this is the future of storytelling and interacting. Right?
It
this
feels
is so
like
cool.
That,
why
yeah.
am I not involved? Probably because
I have
no time. But
there, we have to do a Sims part two because I need to introduce you guys eventually to like
kids.
the storyline. Like, they're almost like little soap opera Instagram accounts where
I follow some of them based on your recommendations, and it was way too much too fast. I was like, I don't know what the hell.
Dude,
it was like
so
super
insane.
Nuanced and niche.
Let me pull up one of my favorites. And I will
pull up one of your favorites.
I
want to ask questions.
Sims. Yes.
Yeah. Sims for boomers.
Yeah.
Where it's just you play Tetris all day.
It's just Tetris.
Yeah. So they just
black and white
Tetris. Solitaire and with just you're playing just like a computer.
Let's see.
That's really funny.
So this is a great.
All right. Let's see what you got, dog.
Caliente sisters.
Caliente sisters.
Are these them?
Whoa. So this is one of the Sims like story accounts that I have started following. They basically, it's like super creative people use the Sims to create like graphic novels, basically. Like
crazy, man.
They make Sims.
Absolutely love it.
Pose packs, take screenshots, make them like comic books, add text, and the whole thing.
I simultaneously think that they're brilliant and they're probably huge losers.
Yes.
At the same time.
But
so.
As am I, you know?
I don't think all of us are, to be honest.
Me, though.
Depends like how much money.
Me specifically. Yeah.
Like if this person made $3 million a year off of like ad something, like would you still think? I mean, they're losers. They're just rich.
The thing is,
I don't know.
Not losers. Nobody's a loser.
No,
do what you're into.
I'm sorry, but look how beautiful this girl is.
This looks like Angelina
Jolie. This is the
Gillette.
Girl who does it.
Right.
So this is what she looks like.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying she's a babe and she's
wait,
like,
how do they do that?
Oh, she, this is her real.
This is like who she really is.
Wait, she's, are you for real?
Yeah. And she's like European.
Is she a nerd
hot.
Now?
She's a nerd.
Yeah, but she's also like a Ukrainian nerd.
Yes. Like who, a cool Ukrainian nerd.
Damn, man.
People she's are. Like, you have two choices here. Cam girl stuff or like super yes. hardcore like, programmer.
People
chick.
Are fascinating.
Yeah. They
people
are.
Are fascinating. This is great. This is amazing.
Here's another one that's fantastic. Wow. Look at the level of editing they do. She's at a band.
My computer froze because everything is imploding for me right
so
now.
We've so we've got storylines. This is another one I followed for a while. Ren.S4. And there are three N's in there, guys.
I followed these based on your recommendations, and I was like very lost.
So, okay. So like she was... For instance here, she go. Was dating a British rock star.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
All right? She was dating a British rock star, but then he found out that the father of her child was actually Lucifer, the devil.
Oh, can't
so,
have it.
So
you
he
can't
broke
have
up.
That.
He broke up with her. And then she went to hell.
Seems like a rock star would be into that.
I know.
It was like a Christian assume, right? rock star.
And she got to hang out with Lucifer.
So it's kind of a comic book thing. Oh, man.
It's like a real life
so
comic
cool.
book meets a TV show meets a reality.
Right?
Meets.
I fucking love
are there any characters
it.
That are funny or like, is there like a Chris Farley kind of a character in there who's just like always doing pratfalls and
Dude,
stuff?
Dude, that's a good question. No, but maybe
that's a good expansion
an opportunity
pack thing. Yeah.
for me to fill that space and create a Chris Farley.
I think there's like a What About Bob kind of a thing to, angle like, you could take, like a Bill Murray kind yeah. of like a, wow, have you seen this character? They're always just up to kooky, wacky
up to
stuff.
No yeah. good.
All right. So to close this whole thing out, because I know we have limited time and I just want to ask a couple fundamental questions. So Dog, yes. I want to go through some of the top posts and see if you can help explain them.
Yes.
This is just a fun game. So we already kind of talked about the this family has 37 children thing. We're going to move on from that. I think I already know the answer to this one, but we can let's go through it. So
okay.
Do you have? Can you pull up the screen, Fareed, so that Dog can reference this
oh,
as
wow.
well?
Sorry,
is that a possibility?
What, are you on Sims 4?
Oh, that's okay. I got.
Oh, you got
screen.
On your screen. Okay. So okay. Can we? All right. So this post. Can we bring back this guy? Anybody miss the burglar?
I love the burglar.
Okay.
Explain. So I don't remember which Sims this was, if it was Sims 2 or Sims 3, but there would be like you'd be in the middle of the night, your Sim right. would be asleep, and suddenly the spooky music would start playing and it'd be like, and you'd see this creepy burglar start to sneak in, and there's nothing you can do. When the music starts playing, you're in a cutscene and like you can't wake up, you can't call the police, you're just kind of fucked. And you basically watch as he steals like a couch or your TV and then leaves. And you can, you know, like
right.
it's just something shitty that can happen to you. Kind of like when you're making cookies for the first time and your oven sets your entire house on fire.
Yep.
Just like wacky things that
the
can
randomness
happen.
Of life.
Yeah. So we don't have a burglar anymore in Sims 4.
Well,
what we do
hell?
Have, though, is a peeping Tom.
Oh, cool.
They literally base game added a peeping Tom, which is like a sex offense. So I don't know why.
What in
did
the
that.
World?
And
that's
you can,
so funny.
You're just chilling and there will be a guy. This is what the guy. Let me show you what the guy looks like.
That's so funny.
It feels like good. Like good coaching, like heads up kids.
Yeah.
This is a thing.
This
is the burglar. This is what they look like. They yeah. wear very tight jeans.
Yep.
Black and white striped.
Yeah.
Tops.
Black and white striped top. You ever see this guy? Don't get close.
Watch
dark beanies.
Out. Okay, yeah. Let me share this.
Yeah, the peeping Tom was big. People, that was big before porn, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the 70s and 80s.
Evidently, it still happens. I have a couple friends who've gotten peeped.
Ew.
And
really?
It seems pretty invasive, yeah.
Those, okay, peeping Toms are literally rapists in training. They are.
Yes,
I've seen
that.
Every single thing on Investigation Discovery, and that's just the truth. Okay, pull up my thing real
so
quick.
All right.
This is Peeping Tom, or Tom Peeping, as his name is.
We'll let the computer, there we go.
So basically it's this guy
exactly
with
like what you would assume.
The skankiest haircut. He wears big aviator sunglasses, a wife beater, and like gross pants, and he'll wander around outside your property and peer into your windows.
I just feel bad for anybody who just ends up with that haircut.
Who looks like that? Because
you can't, you just, sometimes
you
just
do?
Look like that.
You gotta
like,
cut that hair off.
You got to go full ball.
You gotta go that Travis Barker, get tattoos all over your head.
Exactly.
Stop eating, wear gold chains.
Yep.
It's number one.
Exactly.
It's the rule.
Oh my God, Dr. Spichemin is right. I could create the Kelly Diaries.
I think you fucking should, man. It's a great idea.
Maybe I will.
All right, so here's another one. Let's go back to my. This is just rife with information that I don't understand. All right, here's how Father Winter showed up to my costume party.
Oh my God!
Who's Father Winter and what's a costume
Winter
party?
Father Winter is a character. He's basically Santa Claus.
Okay.
He shows. I guess Santa Claus is copyrighted or something because cool. Father Winter is the Sims version.
Coke owns him. They'll sue the Sims.
Who the fuck owns Santa Claus?
Winterfest. Coca-Cola,
I think. I'm serious. I think it's literally like a Coca-Cola thing.
Oh, that pisses me off.
Coca-Cola owns Santa.
That can't be legal.
Wow, that's really crazy. Okay, well, we'll figure that out another day. Father Winter, though, is on Winterfest is basically Christmas and cool. The Sims, and you'll wake
Winterfest.
Up and it'll be like, it's 2021.
I love.
And Father Winter always comes to your house on the evening of Winterfest.
Sick.
He'll just show up, and he's not wearing that. He's usually in this, like, fun little, like, blue sparkly Santa outfit, and he'll give you gifts, or you can go up to him and bully him, too, and, like, he won't give you gifts.
Hey, fat man, look how fat you are, fat fucking idiot.
You can also fuck Father Winter and have babies with him.
Whoa.
I saw a meme on the Sims
love this
subreddit
game.
That was every Sims person is like so creepy. It's any NPC walks in and it's like, can I fuck this one? Can I have a baby with this one?
It's kind of how awesome. People are,
but
to
I guess,
some extent.
Yeah, and if you become buddies with Father Winter, say on Winterfest, you can invite him to your costume party the next day, but I guess he wears random shit, you know?
That's awesome.
Amazing. All right, so here's another one. The Sims son, or my Sims son, aged up to a teen. Why in the world is he shaped like that?
Oh, boy. Let's see.
We're looking
That's what happens. That's what you look like.
We're looking at a picture of a young teen man with an extremely long stomach torso kind of area.
If you have
super long arms.
Yeah. If you have a creepy uncle, just know that this Sam is shaped like your creepy uncle.
Amazing.
You know what's kind of right on about this is that, you know, teens are awkward, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going for like the awkward teen look here where he like, looks kind of like an adult, but like he looks fucked up too.
He looks unhealthy.
This is kind of what teens probably look like without a shirt on.
Yeah,
like
especially with their diet and exercise these
days.
They're
like skinny and long and
tall. Because
skinny,
but have like when you see somebody who's just beginning to go through puberty, like they always have one trait that is so out of whack. Every single one of them.
Nothing happens in order.
No,
so it's
nothing
like,
happens in order. That's so funny. All right, my Sims fridge right now. What does this mean?
This is because of the chickens that you can now get on Farm Living or
this is like a real photo.
That was. I think that's a goof.
It's
but.
Like Got being it. Funny.
All right. The Grim Reaper confessed his love for me. I don't have any mods installed. This is base game. What? This is a Grim Reaper saying this to a man who looks Elliot. Exactly. So this is gonna sound crazy, I know, we're friends and all, but well, okay, here it goes. I have a crush on you. Okay, it's out there. So would you want to go out with me sometime? You're super cool. I just want to hang out with you more.
So in order, you can respond to the Grim Reaper with, of course, let's go on a date, or let's just be friends.
Right.
Cool.
Love it. That's so, so what would happen if you said, let's do it or let's not do it?
Then he might invite, that might be an invitation, an invitation to go on a date on a public lot. You could go to a cafe or a bar or a lounge.
Cool. And are people going to scatter because they see the Grim Reaper?
You know, I actually don't know. I've never been on a date with the Grim Reaper. They might have like a sort of celebrity reaction, like, oh my God. Who it is. Mm. I don't know. I'm not sure. Mm. I'll go on a date with the Grim Reaper tonight and I'll let you guys know.
It's like a modern day Fences kind of a story.
Yeah. Right? You guys, this is what most of our houses looked like when we made the Sims houses for the first time.
Cool.
It's kind of amazing. They're giant boxes. If you look at one knows how to build a house. Okay. Like,
so do you have to build it structurally? Like sound?
No.
No. Okay.
So that's nice. You don't have to worry about, weight bearing beams and shit like that. But they look like shit. But then you get people like this who make houses, and let me just share this, houses or shopping centers. And it's just the most realistic, like, beautiful thing in the world.
So this lady looks like she's having a baby.
Holy smokes. This is a Sims house?
Yes. That's a Sims commercial
lot. What in tarnation?
We're looking at a house that basically looks like a New Orleans mansion.
Yeah. This is like basically like a shopping center in New Orleans.
Crazy.
Beautiful.
So you got all this stuff. So yeah, that's fun.
This person seems to have a good design eye. Like, they know where to put things that make things interesting. Yeah. Like, and that's, you know, there really is a correlation between like how you would design your house and if money was no object and you could just sort of like do what you wanted.
Yeah.
People I feel have like
good ideas and bad ideas.
Yeah. You definitely
personified, right?
Like, learn and can express real world behaviors in The Sims.
Right.
Like,
I make like a city like Lower Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
South Pass.
I play Call of Duty and there are no applicable skills on that.
Damn it.
all you do is just like commit war crimes, which is not doesn't work. I can't build a house with what I learn on Call of Duty.
Damn it.
So what happens here? So this is another one. So a little rude to die while I'm trying to have twins, always making things about yourself.
Oh shit.
So it looks like
the doctor or the nurse died in the middle of the hospital where you're trying to have your babies.
It appears that one baby has been born and the other baby is still in utero.
And it's like,
and the doctor is dead.
Whoops. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
That is a hell of a curveball. Yeah.
What does this mean? Just curious to see how many of us are here.
Oh my God. It might just mean like how old we are. Like how many of us are Sims players that are like elders.
Cool.
And it maybe is. I kind of like that.
I mean, this feels
been
like
around
a,
for 21 years.
It does feel like a good game to play when you get older.
I remember even 10 years ago I was in my first apartment after college and I was up on the roof smoking a blunt and I was looking down on this other nicer apartment complex and I was like, someday, dog boobs, someday you're going to have a 2-bedroom apartment and one of your roofs is going to be for The Sims.
That's so funny.
Guys, I'm such a sad person. Well,
you are not. You
I am a sad
Sims
person.
Creator.
I'm a creator.
Or is that person that we, the beautiful Ukrainian sad? I don't think so.
You're right. That beautiful Ukrainian. God.
What does this mean?
The Sims, whenever there's a grill on the lot. Oh, there are a few things like if you put them in your Sims house that your Sim will always go dick around with it. Like if you have a computer and any people come over from the neighborhood to be like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, they'll all end up sitting at your computer and playing video games.
Cool.
So you have to kick them out.
It's realistic.
I think the same can be said for the grill. People are going to want to be grilling up some hot dogs.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier, like, good game for older people. It does feel like if somebody's lonely and you could fucking teach them how to use a goddamn computer.
Right.
Right.
Older. I mean, this really opens up your world to a lot of interaction, to, like,
so there are
activity. It feels like this is a good, like, dementia tool.
Yeah. And there are a few mods that can make it extremely, I know we got to go, but a few mods I'll just name drop. One of them is called Wicked Whims, and it's a explicit sex mod.
Cool.
You can download fucking custom animations.
Now we're talking.
Like, it's wild.
Is it like real 6ix9ine like, porn? Like the whole.
Yeah. I'll let you guys look it up on
the tip of the iceberg, bro.
Whoa.
You can
can't put that on Twitch. You're going to get kicked off.
Deadly Toddlers mod. The Deadly Toddlers mod is basically like exactly what it sounds like. Toddlers can start killing you.
Whoa.
Let me just share this screen.
It's Pet Cemetery stuff. Huh?
This is terrifying.
This is so sad, but because it's on Sims, it's fucking hilarious. This is order a pizza, which was delivered by an elder Sim who promptly died at the front door.
The scenarios that pop up are comedy. Like, that's what I find so fun about the subreddit is every post is like, why do all my pets look like long, sexy legged foxes suddenly? And it's like pretty much 50% of the stuff on here is like, uh-oh, my elder townie died in the middle of a weird situation. Or the other half is the mods that I have are making something really weird happen.
I love it. So, I mean, I love the idea of this because, you know, taking it back to earlier part of this pod, we can now put a gravestone or an urn of the pizza guy.
Yes, in your home, on your mantelpiece if you want.
Who's that, your grandma? No, it's the pizza guy my son killed.
Just throw up the screen I'm sharing just so you guys can see a little bit of Deadly
Excuse
Toddlers.
Me, sir, we have a reason to believe you murdered the pizza guy. Nope.
Nope.
Why would you think that? Because his urn is on your
Dun, dun,
this
dun.
Is the shit you can do with the deadly toddlers.
Oh, deadly toddlers mod.
That's so scary. Wow. So fire baby, knife can, kid.
You know, stab guts, stab chest, set on fire, ask to good, be partners in crime.
This is a good mod.
This is a good mod.
Great mod.
Hey, wait, so when you're playing within this world, this is another dumb question. There's other people that are live playing. There's other dog boobs out there. No, are they all controlled by a bot?
This is all, so there's no like open like online world for this game. There was something called Sims like, Online a while back.
Is that what Fortnite does?
Yeah.
Is so you're playing against like, real people, which is kind of like the
most life. Games do that now. I on Call of Duty, I only too, play
that's
strangers.
What I thought. So it feels like if Sims isn't doing that, I would say why, but there must be a reason.
I'm not sure really. If it might be something that's in the works or. Because have you guys ever heard of Second Life or played Second Life?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody mentioned it in the chat. Earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I've never played it, but it sounds similar to...
It's like The Sims, only like it's an open like online world. So I remember I did Second Life, like me and my friend in college made a Second Life person and made it as like slutty looking as possible. Cool. And then just went out into the world and we like, you're walking around, there are other people walking around. We went into a cabin and there was like a naked guy in there and we were like, well, we're going to get naked too.
Right.
See what happened. Nothing happened. It was pretty boring. I think that guy was idle and had walked away or something because he was just sitting in there. But you're like,
look at, and he's like,
and he was like,
D. Reynolds.
He's like
stuff.
Deep in thought, sitting on a bench in the cabin, naked. And we're like, okay, well, we'll put our clothes on and leave, I guess.
It seems like that's pretty exciting to it have was. Interactions with other people that are controlling the things.
Or dangerous, but also exciting.
I wonder if the reason they haven't really done it right is because they probably haven't figured it out in the way that would be most satisfying because it's such an open world. It's such a like with Call of Duty, you're just fucking shooting, you know, and it's
there's so many other like interactions.
There's so much shit going on in The Sims that like if you open it up to the idea of everybody is living kind of their own existence, then you really get into like some complex territory.
Yeah.
You know, so It seems like that is, it almost feels to me like the reason why Sims 5 is probably not out is because that they probably know that you have to figure that out soon.
Yeah.
Because everything is about online interaction now.
And they're still making money hand over fist on Sims 4. So it's like,
what's the point?
Why?
Yeah.
You need
I looked at, to interrupt. If you get all of the Sims 4 packs, it's over $800.
Crazy.
So like, people have already funneled so much money into The Sims 4. If you completely make a new one, you have all these people who spent almost $1,000 on all these Sims packs over the past 10 years and are like, well, fuck, now I have to get a bunch of new ones.
You can't port it?
No, because it's a totally different like game.
Mm.
Mm.
Maybe they're trying to figure that out. You never know.
Yeah, just like in like broad society, you're going to have to figure out like who you like, who you want to be with, who you respect, who you despise. And I think like if you in the Sims future world like kill someone in live play, that has to go on your permanent record, or if you're peeping and Tommy. And so when you interact with someone,
you almost
like can see like a history list of like what they've done. And if someone's like peeping Tom, creep, murder, creeper, jerker,
deadly toddler,
you might go like, I'm gonna keep my distance. And that person, the effect might be that person is isolated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then if in the reverse is like violent. You meet someone who's like gracious and gives their money away and is like
has the
like,
trait cheerful, good, family oriented, romantic, flirty,
then I mean maybe they attract more they're gonna have to figure that out, like how we do it in society, like who do you spend your time with.
God, that is a complex problem.
It is.
That's a really, because I know that there's a lot of joy and value out of playing online games, like I really enjoy playing other people on Call of Duty because every once in a while you'll like you know, you, like sometimes you're not talking with anybody at all and you're just playing and you know that everybody's kind of doing their own thing, but every once in a while it'll be like, dude, there's a guy over in the corner, I'd be like, oh fuck, thank you, man. And then all of a sudden you're kind of buddying up and it's, you know, and it becomes like a whole different element of like how to play. And and there's also like what the best part is, you know, I'll get a hold of my buddies sometimes who I know play as well. They're just like my best friends and whatever. And then
69 boys,
Nate, one of the 69 boys plays, we play Call of Duty together, but you know, I'll be like, hey, I'm dropping into Verdansk. If you want to come, come do it. Right.
Verdansk. That's a place.
Verdansk is the fake war zone. It's like a fake Soviet zone.
Cool.
Called Verdansk. But
yeah, it's awesome. You get like a little jolt of like socialization.
Totally.
Right? I mean, it's like why people like getting likes on Instagram. It's like there's a ping, right? You're getting like an emotional ping.
Yeah.
Which reminds you that you're not alone, which reminds is what we're all searching for.
Yeah, right. True that. You know, my brother loves playing online games. He gets on, he plays Call of Duty, and all he does is just say, "Shut up, bitch," just like The Rock does. And that's all he says, and all the guys he's playing with get so pissed and are just like, "Shut up, fuck you, F-A-G." And my brother's just like, "Shut up, bitch." Shut up, bitch.
Tell him. Let's gamer tag. Let's get in.
Yeah.
I would love to play with
you.
Oh
my God. I will tell him.
I would absolutely be thrilled to play
with
you. Don't
get
mad.
He'll tell you to shut up, bitch.
I don't get that mad.
Okay.
I always tell, I like saying, watch your language, young man.
Yeah. You'd have to tell him.
That's good.
I'm always like, somebody starts swearing. I'm like, watch your language.
Watch your
Your language, young lady.
I am your dad.
Anyway, all right. Well, cool. This has been a fucking thrill. I love The Sims. I'm in. I'm gonna get it, and then I'm gonna get Roller Coaster Tycoon. And do them both together.
Wow. Video games rule. Thanks for going on this journey with me. I feel like there's so much more to talk about, but. You know, there's always part 4, 5, 6, and 7.
There's more. Well, so technically, next episode is our 200. So,
don't know. We'll do something special for that.
We'll do something special. We'll figure it out. All right. Well, anyway, this is just
jumped off.
Just jumped off. Dog Boobs is gone, I guess. Anyway, all right. Well, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Kid Chaos, which, according to Dog Boobs, is somebody in the game that I've never heard of.
That's a great name, though.
Yeah.
I'm Woohoo Boobs.
Ooh, nice. Whoa. The echo is back. Dog Boobs.
Woohoo Boobs.
So close to finishing the whole thing without a problem.
Should have just stayed out.
Anyway, and
my free day for low thumbs up.
What's the porn tips? Gazzardo.
Porn tips Gazzardo.
Porn
if you want to get
Gazzardo.
Rich.
Love it.
Does it? You got to see if that works in the new one.
I will. I'll check it out.
And see if it does something. It might kill you. But.
Maybe you should sign a check like that and see if the teller just goes,
here's a pile of money.
Gazzardo.
Here's a
pile.
Tips. Oh. Tips with a T.
Okay. Tips.
Porn tips Gazzardo.
Funny. Porn tips Gazzardo.
Signing off. Porn tips Gazzardo. Rosebud. See you later.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.